It's once again time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Brianna Welch. She is with the Parks and Cemeteries Department here in Price City. And we're getting to the point where Memorial Day is right around the corner. So we thought we'd bring her in and we can talk about some of the things you can, some of the things you can't do in the cemeteries for Memorial Day, and then some important dates as far as cleanup and those kinds of things are concerned. Brianna, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. This is important stuff that people need to know, because there are different things that go on up there at those cemeteries for Memorial Day. And, you know, we don't want anybody being disappointed if something that they wanted back should happen to get thrown away or misplaced or anything like that. So let's talk about Memorial Day. As of right now, anybody can go and put up their stuff right now, can they not?
Yes, they can.
We were talking a little off air. There are some things that you we're wanting to let people know that, you know what, this might not be the best thing to bring up to the cemetery for Memorial Day. And what are some of those things?
Some of those things include little porcelain figurines, glass beads, anything glass or ceramic, anything like that. It's not good. It's a safety problem.
And that's just mostly because, too, it could shatter, or anything like that could happen.
That's
and
right.
You're just, once again, you're trying to stop people from being upset when things like that happen. What about like ways to support or hold down your plants and all that stuff?
There's a lot of people who use hangers, welding rods, tent stakes, and stuff like that. If you're going to use that, take it with you, or don't use it at all.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be good on a mower.
No, it's not.
So there's all those things like that, and yeah, just take them with you, and you could do that. Now, I think the important things that we need to let people know are there's some dates that are coming up next week, and they all really are around Price City Cemetery. And there's going to be a day, it's, I believe, Friday and Saturday of next week. Friday, what are you guys going to do up there to, I would say, control the traffic and stuff in the area? Is that what it is for?
It is. At the Price City Cemetery, our roads are narrow there, so we close off the gates that run along Veterans Lane on Friday at 1 o'clock. So all of those gates will be closed. The north and the south gates will be open, so you can navigate in and out of there then. But on Saturday morning at 5 a.m., all of the gates at the Price City Cemetery will be locked. Cliffview Cemetery, because the roadways are much wider, we don't close those gates at all.
And if you have trouble getting around, you can do one of two things at the Price City Cemetery. You can obviously go Saturday morning before 5 a.m. and you can still get in and out that north gate, right?
Correct.
Or over the weekend, what days are you going to offer? You're going to offer shuttle service. So what days will that be available?
We're going to start offering shuttle services on Friday.
Okay.
And that'll go all the way through the weekend.
And also into Monday as well?
Correct.
Okay, so if you need help getting your plants or getting to a specific gravesite, they will have shuttles there that will take you to where you are and drop you off with your plants, and then you can put those up. And as you said, Cliffview, the roads are wide enough that everybody can get up there and drive through.
Yes.
The other thing that I think is another important date, because it seems like every year you do have hurt feelings over things like this, when do you need to have your stuff off of those graves and you guys are going to do a cleanup? When's that time?
To remove your decorations, do it by Sunday the 6th, because on Monday the 7th, 7 a.m., we will start to clean up. So please come and get your decorations.
Come and take them back. Once again, Monday the 7th, they will start a cleanup. So Sunday the 6th is an important date to remember if you need your stuff that you've put on the graves back. Some people like to go get the plants and take them home and plant them, those kinds of things. But that's when it has to happen, June 6th. And then they will start a cleanup on the 7th. So don't forget that. That's an important date. Brianna, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. And you know what? Let's get out there and decorate graves and do it safely. And then get your stuff off of those graves by June 7th, and then things will be good to go.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.